Well, a former radio host who was imprisoned in Hong Kong for nearly 2 years is finding a new home and community right here in Vancouver. Edmund Wan moved to BC last month after spending almost 2 years in a Hong Kong prison, having admitted to charges of sedition and money laundering that rights groups Amnesty International says were politically motivated. Mr. Wan recently made his first public appearance here in Canada at the annual Hong Kong Fair in early May in New Westminster. He joins us now. Mr. Wan, thank you for speaking to us today.
Hi, Jas. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, how are you doing in your, the new home here in Canada?
This is great. I arrived at Vancouver for about 2 months' time.
Mm-hmm.
And nearly every day I receive a lot of warm welcomes from different ethnic groups from in Canada here. So every day is a great time for me. At least I feel the freedom that I have not enjoyed in my home, Hong Kong, for almost 3 years' time.
Do you think of Hong Kong every day?
Yeah, I miss my home, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But I was released on last November, I really tried very hard to stay at my home. But it seems due to a lot of different factors, finally I still fail. I cannot stay there anymore, and then I decide to travel around, and then finally I reach Canada, reach Vancouver at mm-hmm. this moment. Yeah.
What are you hearing from residents in Hong Kong today? What's their sense of their city?
I think the Hong Kong is not our Hong Kong anymore. Most of the Hong Kong people lived in different kinds of fears. I just take for an example. Coming nearby, we have the June 4th, and then it should be every year we will have many activities to for us to memorize what has happened 34 years ago. But now, government, for example, every day threaten us, not reminding anything about the June 4th. If we still do so, we will face something like arrest or whatever. So I think a lot of universal values like free speech, like rule of law, like democracy, like even a universal suffrage, a free election, disappear in Hong Kong. Suddenly, for the past 3 years, just very fast. Very quick, and the Hong Kong today is not the Hong Kong we have grown up.
Now, many have said that that Hong Kong that you just described is forever gone. I'm curious as to what compelled you to speak up. You obviously had a high-profile position as a radio personality in Hong Kong, and you obviously have to balance all sides. What convinced you that you needed to be an outspoken supporter of these students and this protest movement in 2019? What was within you that said, this is different, I have to come out and support these people?
First of all, I used to be a political commentator in Hong Kong. And what I believe is, I just speak what I believe. Particularly the movement in 2019 and 2020 is no doubt that I support the Hong Kong people because I'm one of the Hong Kong people, and I support the youngsters. I support them in different ways. If friendly talking, I have fears. I am afraid. Okay. I was put in jail, and I know that if I stay in Hong Kong, I will still arrest again. I don't know, but I think the fears is not enough to keep my mouth shut, because this is my home, and I want to let people around the world to know more about the Hong Kong story. And most important is this is not a story of Hong Kong only. It is a story that can tell to the people around the world up to today. And do we still have to play a game with an evil, or how to play the game with an evil? We follow their rules, or they follow our rules. So I think this is very important. So I just want to do a little bit. I cannot do too much, but I want to share my stories. I think my stories have some meanings to other people. Mm-hmm. So and also another thing, most important is I always remind the Hong Kong people not to forget what had happened in 2019 and 2020, and there are still a lot of youngsters and the 47 former legislators, they are still in prison. Mm-hmm. So now, not forget.
You, yeah. I think there are Hong Kong residents, 400,000 have Canadian passports. Do you see more moving here or attempting to move to Canada?
Yeah, I think I cannot tell how much will go to Canada, to Toronto or Vancouver. But one thing that is for sure is that there's still a lot of Hong Kong people choose to leave Hong Kong, maybe because of many factors, maybe because of the fears, because of the next generation. They have their children. They don't want their children to study in Hong Kong because of the damaging of the Hong Kong education, a lot of different kinds of factors, but they would choose different places like UK, like Canada, like US, or even Taiwan. Mm-hmm. So one thing for sure is that still a lot of people will choose to leave.
My final question to you, we only have about a minute left. What advice would you give Canadians? We're having this debate in this country today on what our relationship with China is. Many people want, obviously, a public inquiry, a hard reset with China. Many people are looking towards Australia, who they feel has given a good example of what we should be doing in regards to a hard line when it comes to our relations with China. Still trading with them, but a real hard line in regards to who we are and what we are and what they can or cannot do in Canada. What's your advice to Canada in regards to dealing with the Chinese government?
I just want the Canada government to think about to look seriously the interference inside Canada from the CCP government. If possible, don't just focus on any economic factor. But I think the value in Canada, how we protect the different kinds of values, freedom is not free. So we need to protect the values here. And also one thing is that for sure the Hong Kong people that come to Canada, we will give a hand. We will try our best to fulfill for this beautiful country.
Mr. Wan, we've run out of time. Really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jess.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.